Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox, and thanks to our servicemen and women, hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day. How much more or less will it cost us to drive our cars and cool our homes this summer? USDA's Gary Crawford has that story.
Unfortunately, it's going to cost more to drive to that summer destination this year. Neil Gamson's with the Energy Information Administration, which has come out with its forecast for gasoline prices, and he says during this summer season for regular gasoline,
we're saying that gasoline prices will average about $2.94 per gallon for regular, which is up a lot from last year, from $2.44 per gallon.
But one good thing, prices this summer will likely not be up very much from what we are seeing at the pump right now, just maybe a few cents.
They might hit $3 or so per gallon.
Not because we are using more gasoline. Actually, Gamson says demand continues down, but crude oil prices are up anyway due to more demand in several other countries, especially China. Now, if we are on a major cost-cutting budget this year and vacation traveling is not in the cards, we'll be staying home this summer and we'll be running that air conditioner and maybe some fans and then the TV a lot more and computers and all of that. Of course, that's not free either, so what can we expect as far as our electric bills this summer?
Up a little bit from last year.
Neil Gamson says, however, electricity prices are not going up by as big a percentage as gasoline.
We're saying that the average residential electricity price is going to go up from 11.5 cents per kilowatt hour in 2009 to 11.6 cents.
So Gamson says unless you plan on actually cutting back on your summer driving mileage, turning back the thermostat, then chances are this summer your gasoline costs are going to be up quite a bit, cooling costs up slightly. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.